You're listening to Rhema for Today.
I'm just going to get down to plain facts about it, folks. The Bible said God is love. Then the Bible said the love of God, the kind of love that God is, has been shed abroad in our hearts. Well, if you walk in love, praise God, you're going to walk with God. If you're not in love, you're out of touch with God. You need to get back to God. Amen. Selfishness is true in every area of life. Folks are more concerned about themselves than anything else. We ought to be more concerned about the Lord and the lost world than anything else.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Jesus is Coming Again, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, when is he coming? The Word of God gives us a number of different signs. You know, you go down the road, and maybe you've never been down that highway before, and you keep looking for certain signs, and it'll tell you sometime just about how far it is to your destination or city or state or wherever you're going. And as you get closer, there are more and more signs show up, because people who have places of business, motels and hotels, places to eat, advertise. They put up signs along the way. Well, did you know that the Lord has put up some signs along our pathway to help us to know just about where our destination is and how close it is? Amen. Now, for instance, notice what James said. I said to you that not only did Paul, but James and Peter and John, who also wrote letters or epistles to the church and to believers, talks about the last days, talks about him coming. Notice that James said in the 5th chapter of James, go you now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasures together for the last days. So you see, this is a sign that points to the fact that we're in the last days, heaped up treasures. And he went on to say, behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Now notice, be patient. There, next verse, hooked it along with, or joins it along with the last days. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. When he talked about all these things, he's talking about heaped up treasures in the last days. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Now notice the next verse. Be patient. Notice he starts both 7th and 8th verses, but be patient. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now then again, Paul in his writings. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. He tells us again here about the last days. Now notice what he said. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Start reading with the very first verse. This know ye also, that in the last days. So, Paul, here writing to Timothy, is talking about the last days. What does it mean, the last day? That's the last days just before the coming of Jesus. Amen? That in the last days, perilous times shall come. I mean, if that doesn't fit the day that we're living in, I don't know what does. Perilous times. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. You notice most all the problems that are caused in the world is because of selfishness. Shall be lovers of their own selves. That means they love their own self more than they love anyone else. People are just concerned about themselves. The love of God tells us that we should be concerned about others. And the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And people talk about sometimes how much they love the Lord, how much they appreciate Him. And you talk to them about their husband, they don't like him, they hate him. I'm just going to get down to plain facts about it, folks. The Bible said God is love. Then the Bible said the love of God, the kind of love that God is, has been shed abroad in our hearts. Well, if you walk in love, praise God, you're going to walk with God. If you're not in love, you're out of touch with God. You need to get back to God. Amen. Selfishness is true in every area of life. Folks are more concerned about themselves than anything else. We ought to be more concerned about the Lord and the lost world than anything else. Don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching real good. Shall be lovers of their own selves. While I'm at it, might as well finish it. Marriages, husbands and wives and parents should put the children first. Oh, I love my children, and then walk off and leave them. They love those children, they'll stay with them. They'll put them first, not themselves. Well, you could preach a little bit here if you had time. Shall be lovers of their own self. Covetous. See, God's not opposed to you being prosperous. He's opposed to you being covetous. I know the Lord said to me in one of the visions when he appeared to me, February 1959. He was talking to me about how to be led by the Spirit. And he said, I want you to teach my people how to be led by the Spirit. He said, for if you, and when he said you, he meant me and his people. If you will learn to be led by my Spirit, I'll make you rich. I'm not opposed to my children being rich. I'm opposed to them being covetous. Amen? Because you see, if we're rich, we can spread the gospel, and we will, and we are, and we are. Glory to God. Amen. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Now he talks about the children. These signs will come to pass in the last days. Unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. Ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. If that doesn't describe the very hour and the very day, the very circumstances in which we live, I don't know what does. I don't know anything that could give you a better picture. Now notice he said, know this also, that in the last days, and then he mentions all of these things that I read there. So we must be in the last days. Amen. must of necessity be in the last days. Now then, turn back in your New Testament to Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel, the 17th chapter. 17th chapter of Luke's Gospel. Notice what Jesus said. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and disturbed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In other words, he's talking about when he comes. It'll be just as it was in the days of Lot. How was it? They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. If that doesn't describe our day, I don't know what does.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled Jesus' Name Above All Names. We're also offering Craig Hagin's CD entitled The Mindset of a Champion. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. All these items for the special price of only $29. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Coming up next month, May the 4th, International Rhema Day. So Denise, tell us what International Rhema Day really is.
So International Rhema Day is a way for you to support, both through prayer and finances, for Rhema Bible Training College. Everybody that comes to Rhema Bible Training College is on a scholarship. International Rhema Day goes to help those students graduate from Rhema, to go out into the world, to bring Jesus to this entire world. And so when you partner, you can partner as an individual. Maybe you want to get a group together. Churches can participate, and you pray for Rhema, and then you support with a financial gift. And of course, tell others about Rhema. They may not know what Rhema Bible Training College has to offer.
And the way this got started is every time that we had a crusade, my grandfather always had a Rhema Day.
Yes.
And then we decided, well, let's make one day International Rhema Day and invite churches all around the world to take up a special offering for Rhema Bible Training College to help with that scholarship.
Like, yes.
I said, keeps our tuition very, very low.
Very low.
Just encourage you, if you want to get involved in International Rhema Day, go to rhema.org /IRD and find out more information.
Yes.
About that.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Jesus is Coming Again. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.